WRLT, Franklin, Nashville. Winner of the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for our community service and the FMQB AAA Station of the Year. Nashville's independent radio. Lightning 100.
All right, welcome in live to the 1 RPM studio, straight up 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Jason and Adam with you, and we are now joined in studio by a very special guest. Thrilled to welcome Bob Saget
I'm more thrilled than you are. I can't believe I'm alive.
Oh, man, and you made it everything. It's so great to have you not only here in studio, but back here in Music City. You've got some shows out at Zany's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
I do.
Yes, indeed. So welcome back to Music City, first and foremost.
You know what's weird is it's actually more popular now than it was a year and a half ago. This town. More people are moving here now.
Oh, yeah. It's
true.
I have a friend I'm working with, and he's going to come to the show on Sunday, and he's a friend of Norman Lear's, who's this genius that we all know of.
Of course.
And we get to do music together. We always play together with a bunch of cool guys, and this is just like, he's come to the show because he lives here. But I know like five people that moved here.
Yeah?
Because they don't want to be in L.A. They don't want to be in New York. They can't take it anymore. And music is my life. I have my show's music, and I do some country songs, you know, because you got to... One of them's about a dog and what he does to me, but I can't talk about it.
I've read about that.
Yeah, remember that?
I've been versed.
It was on an HBO special.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing that happens. So how have you been now?
Regular old life.
How long have you been here doing this spot? In the morning.
Let's see. Adam and I have been hosting this show for about 2.5, almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in July.
Wow. So, boy, did I get an old email.
But that's okay. It's all right, though. You're here, man. That's all that counts.
I'm here. Is that me?
Yeah.
I got fresh coffee.
Look at this coffee.
And I was listening to you guys coming in. I'm so happy. This is mega-sized coffee. I don't know where the cup's been, but...
it's from...
Could have had a chihuahua looking at it.
Those dogs are getting around, man.
So what's the story now? You kept the same music format for years now. It's an alternative kind of format.
Yeah, we're independently owned.
So you play
and
new
operated.
Stuff like Missing Persons and
Till Tuesday. Old school stuff.
Rick Astley.
You wouldn't believe we had Rick Astley on, and Jay Rickrolled Rick Astley.
Is that true?
Yes, twice.
Oh my God! I am a psychic man. I am known for that.
You are, and it was so fun to have Rick play along with it because especially after the second time I did it, he's like, you know, it really never gets old. It just doesn't get old. And he kind of laughed it off. Great guy. So
that's very nice. Did he sing Never Gonna Give You Up? Did he have red hair like Howdy Doody?
He looked 15 still.
Yes.
He does. Still looked the same.
Well, that's actually fantastic.
Yeah.
Good.
Really.
And I think actually Rick has a new album coming out before too long.
Well, I'm going to go buy it as soon as I leave here. I'm going to put in my deposit, my forward order.
Pre-order it, right?
Yeah, you got to be early on that.
It's the remix on Never Gonna Give You Up.
So you're somebody that plays some music as well. Does it trip a different wire than comedy for you?
Yeah.
It does.
It totally does. And I've always done it. And my new special, which I'm really excited about because it's doing so damn well. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to curse. Sorry.
We can pass that.
Well, a well's a deep hole in the ground. That's where I go dirt. Because I can be blue or I can be clean. You know, I still got the Fuller House going. I'm doing another family show.
Yeah.
And then I go off and go blue. Nobody gets hurt. but this special I did called Zero to 60. I was going to say 0 to 80. Cause I'm a little,
it's
I'm
a sequel.
When I'm 60, I'll do the 60 to 90. Yeah. But this was 0 to 60, and it's on every platform. It's on, right now it's on Amazon Prime, which is good because my joke is with two clicks, you can buy lotion to watch it with. You know, you can say that. It's alternative.
Sure, it's all true.
Right. So it's all true. It's all good. Never going to give you. Never going to go. So this special is... I actually worked out the special. It was about a year and a half ago. Chris Rock came in. Mm. It worked out at Zany's, and I'm working out. I'm kind of a clean palate, you know, right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I'm clean, but it means that I'm working on getting a new special, or not really a special. I just want to entertain people right now. I'm just on a tour of entertainment. I got my buddy Mike Young, who was with me last time. You guys got to come to the show.
I would love to see
that.
Yeah. We're going to do that.
We're almost selling out, but we're not. We got a few seats here and there, and you guys are obviously VIP of the P's.
Why, thank you.
You're VIP P, which means you want to wear a Gallagher raincoat or an umbrella.
Oh boy.
Whenever there's VIP P involved.
I'm always a little concerned Gallagher's going to show and like open or host.
Well, he had a brother and they didn't like each other. And when one would tour, the other one would go out and they looked alike and they would smash watermelons. People that don't know what this is about, don't bother to Google it.
He gets the most boring
just
story.
Don't bore. It's just crashing
Bob
vegetables.
Just told you the whole story. That's it.
That's the act. It's a sledge-o-matic.
That is the
but
act.
But with what's going on, I mean, you watch the news. I was at the airport yesterday looking at the news, and it's like, wow, what? And I just... And we're still divided because people, there's so many issues. I just can't deal with it. I keep all my comedy below my waist where it's safe. Nobody gets hurt. Brought my fiance with me to keep off the hags. And
there you go.
That's the kind of bad thing you say to get called on. You can't say that anyway. I didn't mean that. When I meant hag, I meant an incredibly beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Horribly unattractive girl, you know, which is great. I mean, it horribly means you can't go there because you got a woman.
That's right.
I got out of that.
That was a Jedi mind trick, Bob.
Well, it was. That's what I do here. I'm going to levitate you in a minute and tell you. You must come to the dark side.
I did not consent. All right, Bob Saget, got some shows happening at Zany's this very weekend. So as you're coming up and you're first on Full House and you're doing America's Funniest Home Videos, in the back of your mind, are you like, these people have no idea what's coming?
No, because I did stand up since I was 17 years old.
I saw.
So I was at the Comedy Store for 10 years. So I was, the first comic that ever introduced me was Letterman. So I knew Richard Pryor very well. Rodney Dangerfield put me on a Young Comedian special. Dude. I was always irreverent and always saying weird stuff. I didn't curse quite as much until I actually, when I did the special called That Ain't Right, I like stomped my feet a little bit and went, no, this is me, in front of a New York college audience at NYU.
Whoa, okay.
And then I just started to realize, hey, pull it back a little bit. So I did, and then I got circumcised. But
What?
But that was always my comedy, and I got it because my dad gave it to me as an inheritance. No money, but just here.
Just that sense of humor.
Talk like me.
Is that what he said? Talk like me?
No. That would have been funny, wouldn't it?
Crazy directive from your dad.
I want you to be a good son. Talk like me,
boy.
Well, he was in the meat business, so that'll damage a man.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
You see a cow getting...
You see stuff.
Back in the day, you didn't have your farm bred meat. You had just to shoot him in the face on a hook, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy your meal, everybody. I was damaged at 9 years old, and then so my comedy kind of was to not deal with things that were incredibly unjust and upsetting, and so I can't watch the news, so I just I do stand up, and I also directed a movie that's coming out later this year called Benjamin. I directed and starred in it.
Cool.
With Rob Corddry and Kevin Pollak and Jerry O'Terry and Dave Foley and a lot of really cool people.
Whoa.
It's an ensemble thing. We think my kid's on crystal meth, but it turns out the family's more screwed up than the kid. It's a dark comedy. Rob Corddry is over the top funny.
He's so good.
Kevin, and I just had a blast, but it was hard. It was a short shoot, and I've said that many times. And what?
What? He doesn't get his own jokes, you guys.
Back that up. No, those are joke attempts. And then you wade to the side of the pool as quick as possible to hold on. But stand-up has really been, since the special did so well, because it's on every, it didn't go Netflix. It went every platform. So it's on every cable outlet that exists.
Oh. Like,
so it's on Speculum. It's on, it's on Spectrum. It's on DirecTV. Just listening if there's any gynos on there. It's on the Stirrup Network.
When you see something that you did, if it's a special or if it's an old Full House or if it's an AFE.
Well, those are way different. You know?
Yeah, I know. But
if I see an entourage, I go, how they got a camera in my home?
Is that right?
Not really. But the AFV used to be AFHV. It was home
That's
videos,
right.
But they took out the H because too many people lost their homes. So they didn't want people to feel bad.
That was one where I wasn't sure.
But I've been asked to do that again. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe if they put on some filthy videos, I'll be around.
Right.
But I just think people need entertainment more than ever.
Yeah.
And I am, I've been doing this 40 years, so I know how to do it.
Dude.
So the last time I played Zany's, it was so much fun. And it was, it's a great club. And rather than play a oneer in a theater where you go in, I've been on a theater tour for the past couple months. And it's like, okay, let's try to get some material. You can work it out. You can do 10 minutes of new stuff on stage, but there's nothing like getting in a club, especially a club as great as Zany's.
Yeah.
It's got that balcony, and it's got...
Yeah.
Only thing is, people get real drunk, and I got no chicken wire to protect me, so... I've played in gigs with chicken wire.
Yeah. There's a farm supply store around. It's like, oh, we can help. We got you.
Like old Bob's Country Bunker from the Blues Brothers movie, right?
Oh, man. I played a place like that.
Really?
Yeah. It was in Texas. It was in Beaumont.
Okay.
They threw bottles at me, but it didn't matter because it was chicken wire.
Whoa.
And I was going like, do you guys like me? What's happening? I was 23. I didn't know.
That sounds like a thing that you only see in movies, but you lived it.
I lived the Blues Brothers moment. I didn't have the suit on and said I'm on a mission from God.
And you didn't have the band behind you to kick into the theme from Rawhide play off either, right?
No, man. You know, that movie, it may be flawed, but it's got the two of them, and there's something about that conviction in that movie that is just, there's not a lot of that. There's some great movies, and there's some great comedy stars, obviously. But
definitely.
But that thing really hit me hard.
Well, the ensemble of the film that you're talking about that you directed, it's going to be coming out. You have an idea of when it might be out?
Well, we've been talking, it depends on distribution. We've got a couple different ways to go with it. It's either going to be around May or it's going to be in the fall. So it's within 3 to 6 months, it's out.
Good deal.
It's called Benjamin. It's Max Burkholder plays my son. And he was on Parenthood. He was the autistic kid on there.
Oh, okay. He's amazing.
He plays Benjamin. And Clara Mammoth, really good actress, is in it. And Perry Gilpin from Frasier. And it's got all these other people that I was mentioning that I didn't mention.
That's fantastic. So we'll definitely look for that. Of course, we've got Bob Saget live here in
you
the 1 RPM studio.
That's so exciting.
He's right here.
Oh,
and he's Fuller
House.
In front of me.
Fuller
and Fuller House. Yeah.
Season 4.
We start shooting season 4 in a couple months. And then I got some other thing I can't talk about yet till the ink's dry.
Okay. All right,
you know,
we'll
I got to see if they sign it with a quill. The networks use a quill. They're so old.
They're wearing those white wigs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like outer wigs.
They're from the Tory party.
That is how I imagine it. I'm glad you can confirm that.
This country was separated at birth.
Yeah, right.
So we're just continuing. You see Hamilton, you go, wait a second. That's 1776. Things ain't gone so right.
Dude,
right?
I mean, that's the thing I've noticed about, like, I never cared about history before the last couple of years. And now when I look at history, I'm like, oh, we didn't just arrive here randomly. All this stuff led us to here.
Yeah,
we
showed up angry.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we took the land.
Right.
And of course, as everyone will say, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, but everything worked out. They got casinos.
But yeah, that's one of the, I've heard that before, that this country was pretty much born on anger. It's like they tried to overtax their breakfast beverage, and they went nuts and started shooting. We're like, we're out of here, man.
Well, pot was legal back then.
Yeah, that too.
It's not legal here, right?
It is not.
What's the age of consent here?
Whoa, I don't know.
I've never looked into it because it's never really come
up. It's like 7?
No, I don't think it's 7. Higher.
No, but it's like 18?
I think it's 18.
I think that's what it should be. It's 16 in a lot of places now.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I think that should stop.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then we got other issues that we don't want to talk about because
Bob Saget gets it. Yeah, exactly.
When does a person become an adult? That when they see my show.
Zanies.
That's right, and you've got 5 chances to do it this weekend here at Zanies in Nashville. Tonight, 7:30 and 9:45. Tomorrow, 7 and 9:15. And then one show on Sunday at 7:30. Nashville.zanies.com to get your tickets for any one of those 5 shows, which they're going fast, so get yours before they sell out.
They're
sure.
Like hotcakes.
That's exactly what it's like. It's a great way to describe it.
One time we had no people. We just had hotcakes. Just sitting on chairs, and I played the hotcakes. It was like they were animated. They smiled.
I'm totally down with it. When you went back to do season 3 of Full House, was it Bizarro World?
Fuller House. I know it's hard to keep track, but I always call it Full House, too.
Yeah.
It was bizarre from the moment I got there the first time. I didn't know what was going on. I was sick. So people go, what's wrong with you? It's like, I was sick, dude.
They thought you had changed.
I was like, hi, DJ. Good to see you again. Where's Michelle? You know, and then I was like a voice in Chicken Run. And then I started to become ambulatory and move around later on. And they had me, took me off the slant board. They didn't have to hazmat me to work.
You're in gravity boots and
right,
stuff.
Exactly. Hanging upside down. No, gravity boots just keep me firm on the ground. Right. And so now, I don't know what's going to happen plot-wise. It's going to be quite interesting. Because last we left them off at season 3 on Netflix, Danny moved back into the house. And I played Danny Tanner. That's the dirtiest words I know.
Danny Tanner.
That's right. Guy still cleans? What? He stopped. He has his grandkids do it. I don't have grandkids in real life. I got daughters that are capable. At least that's what I've been told by the dudes. That's uncomfortable.
Holy cow.
You don't want to have that conversation.
No.
Hey, I'm capable. I can have a baby. No. Let me redo my will.
You're right.
Whoever has the baby first gets the least.
When you're in Full House and Fuller House, obviously the show itself is pretty wholesome. Would you, as soon as they called cut, do you go into just being your kind of normal self?
Just go off in Tourette's. No, and by the way, if anybody's got it, I sympathize. I do benefits, but there's this guy on the web that curses my name.
So yes, he does.
He's famous. Mm-hmm. But poor guy. But no, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
We always had something weird going on. I was looking at a clip the other night. I don't know why, because for some reason I've been nostalgic about the old show when I used to avoid it psychologically because I thought it was damaging for me. You know, I'm a lean, mean cleaning machine or something. I don't remember. It was 30 years ago. So, but what's interesting is now I was looking at some cute clip to call it cute. I mean, what's happening to me?
Danny Tanner's
and they sang Baby Beluga. And,
I remember that.
And Dave Coulier and I came up with different lyrics, which we can't say.
Of course.
We kept the baby part, but it sounds like Beluga, but it's not a good thing to say. And across the board, it's not a good thing.
Right.
But we did, and we would do it in between, and the kids were like, what's so funny? And those were the good days. Yeah. When the kids weren't 40.
Right.
Now they're like, Candace is like, stop it.
I do feel like...
God
like,
will save you if you stop it.
When you're watching the original or the new ones, there seems to be a palpable affection between the team. I wonder if that's why it works.
That is... You nailed it. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I just like was thinking about it as you were talking. I was like, oh, they love each other.
It's the in-between the stuff.
In real life.
Like when you watch Star Trek, you would go, they like each other, but these are great shows. These are fun. You know, the movies were great. This thing is, we love each other. And we are literally like a dysfunctional family. You know, Stamos got married. All of a sudden, he says, hey, are you around in 2 weeks? I went, dude, I'm on tour. Hey, go to BobSaget.com. I've known you your whole life.
Right.
You just go to my website. I'm not available.
This is a question.
So I miss his wedding, and then my wedding will be at the end of the year, and I'm like, I'm giving you 9 months' notice. Don't be playing Kokomo with the Beach Boys.
We have a local artist in town named Diamond Carter, and he did a co-write with John Stamos, a really good song, actually, called Let Yourself Be Loved, Jay. You know, that's a co-write between Tyler and John
Stamos. Sounds familiar.
Really? Yeah, it's a really good song. Yeah, I think John wrote the lyrics and Tyler kind of put it to music.
John is amazingly talented. John does a lot of stuff. He just directed a short that was really good, and I think he's going through the festival circuit with it, and he's married. He's married, and he's going to have a baby. I don't know what the order of that was, baby first, but...
He did it
the right way.
Should we play it?
You want to hear
play
it?
The tune? You want to hear the
please,
tune?
Please, I definitely do.
Let's do this. All right, cool. So this is Diamond Carter, actually, co-write with John Stamos. You've got the right song. Yes, Let Yourself Be Loved on Lightning 100.
Your eyes are stone. They don't pick up off the floor. And every ghost knows your name. The room is cold. Don't feel that anymore. Heaven knows I'm changed. Know you're feeling bad. Let yourself be loved. You need to see tomorrow. yourself being lost. Need to see you tomorrow.
Lightning 100, Diamond Carter there with a co-write.
Yes.
From John Stamos.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And it didn't sound like a Stamos thing. Diamond Carter's a female, correct?
It's actually a male. That's Tyler. He gets mm-hmm. that a lot. It's a
I
really...
I feel bad about that.
No, I don't think you should. I think
no,
he kind of owns it
now. No, I mean, I feel bad because he turned me on. I just didn't expect that.
I feel like he's okay with that as well.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you're good, man.
Well, it's a good song.
Isn't that a nice tune? So as we were in the break listening to the tune...
That doesn't sound like Forever or Kokomo or nothing.
You were imagining a mix of Jesse and the Rippers and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Late period Beach
and
Boys.
And I know both of those groups. They still exist.
They exist.
Oh, yeah. I hang out at parties and the Rippers are there.
No kidding.
Yeah. Neil Morrow, a bunch of different guys that I've known forever.
I have a feeling.
Forever.
I'll be so happy loving you. I love that song really genuinely. I remember in elementary school.
You're the one.
I haven't listened to it in a couple decades.
He walked down the aisle of that.
Twice.
He did. It was a movie theater aisle. He was bringing the popcorn. And they were playing it.
You kind of know my life. It's very bizarre. So you're playing at Zany's, and you're going to be trying out some new stuff, it sounds
like. Yeah, yeah. And I'll do some of the best of also. And I've got a lot of songs, you know. So I've got, when you have songs, it's different because people kind of want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
My audience does anyway, even though the people at home might not. But there are country songs quite often. They really are. There's a song about I can't say what the title is even. I had to register him with ASCAP and call the lady in New York, and I had to tell her the titles, and she was like, what?
She thought it was a prank call.
Your dog did what to your what? It was an accident. I was drinking.
We've got Bob Saget live in the 1RPM studio, just in case you're not sure who this is.
Right. It's hard, but you can tell my voice from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude. What's that gig like, doing voiceover?
Well, that's over, but that was an interesting 9 years that I spent, and I worked hard on it. I would go in and do 6 hours of watching the episode, figuring out what the guy's about, figuring out what... And then I became friends with Josh Radner, who's a great guy, mm-hmm. who's Ted...
Right.
On the show, and we would go out sometimes, and we would we were both single at the time. We'd go up to a nice young girl who's of age, and I always dated way too young for myself.
I noticed this is a theme.
Not anymore. It's half my age plus 7. That's the legal limit in LA. But back then, it was like he and I would go out, and we'd go up to a girl and go, which age of Ted Mosby would you like, you know? Pick an age. You're gonna have a 30 or a 50. What do you want?
What do you want?
Did you ever get an answer of, can we split the difference? Do you ever get that?
No.
Okay,
no,
fair enough.
And we've never gotten both. Well, I'll have both. I'm that guy that doesn't want to look at another dude.
Yeah.
Right.
And in my life.
Just in general.
I mean, I do. I like dudes. I mean, I got good friends like John Stamos. Didn't sound like him at all.
Right.
Oh, man, I can't wait for his text back to you, which it sounds like will come later on in the day.
Yeah,
maybe not morning.
I don't think
he's going to. 6:25 on the West Coast. So
he gets up around then. He looks out at his farm.
Oh, dude.
He's got to check his baby.
Yeah.
When you closed your text, which you did by a voice, I think nicely for us. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
You closed it with good morning and then dot, dot, dot. San Francisco.
Wake up, San Francisco.
Wake up, that's what it was. I'm so sorry.
No. Good morning's fine. I would have liked good morning. But apparently in the new season, he's lost his job and he has to move back in with the family, which is about as pathetic as the cat. He just gets more curmudgeon-like and he's more out of work. And his wife left him, so he's like divorced, and it's a country song.
Yeah, wait a minute, you're writing another Nashville hit here,
man. Oh my God, poor Danny.
The fun thing about being on Nashville radio is like, if you can't say the titles of your song, you could walk us through the chords, and people are like, okay, I have a vague sense of how this is going to work.
It's GCD and the dog's gone.
There you go.
My woman left me for my brother.
For voice.
That's okay, she was my mother. There's a lot of people in the woods that aren't listening to this.
Right. That's right.
Mountain folk.
Is that against the law? I mean, did they arrest you if you're dating your mom?
Whoa.
That's good morning talk.
I feel like maybe they should, right? The mom for sure.
Well, let's just see. Maybe she's got it going on, though.
Well, we'll see if somebody tweets at us and lets us know the correct answer to that question.
I think that's wrong. That's not biblical in any sense of the
word.
That's
right.
We're going to get some tweets today, I can tell you.
I don't think it says in the Bible you can't date your mom because nobody expected it. Did anybody would do
nobody
that?
Nobody really thought of it,
well,
right?
Although Adam and Eve, what are they based on? I mean, they're just, he takes out a rib, and next thing you know, they're making Cain and Abel. Is that what happened?
I understand.
Like, I don't
exactly
know.
Like that, yes.
My dad's a preacher, and that's generally how I understand it.
I'll tell you something. When I eat ribs, I'm capable of that. If it's a good enough rib, I will take that bone home and grow it into a girl.
I thought you were going to say you're going to kill
and
your
then,
brother.
And that way you get my brother. No, because I think they're those are lovely stories, but I can't imagine that happening.
Right.
I mean, but it is called a bone, so
so it might work its way in there.
It turns into a verb. No, you know, I think you stay away from biblical stuff unless you're on national radio.
Right.
And you got a heck of a lot of listeners.
Oh,
I know that.
Oh, man. Well, we are so thankful for every one of them and so thankful for you, Bob Saget.
You guys are so nice. I can't believe it. Oh, you don't know where I come from. I was in New York for a week. Oh, I shot this new show. I played the murderer because I want a spoiler alert, the whole thing.
Okay.
It's a new show with Josh Groban, who's super talented.
Yeah.
And Tony Danza. It's called The Good Cop. And I play a guy with a talk show host that supposedly killed his assistant. And then we find out. But I got to play with those guys. And I've known Tony forever. But Josh Groban is one of the greatest guys. And he could literally do just about anything. He's just this brilliant, brilliant guy.
Isn't that wild?
I don't think he can sing a country song like me.
You can, though, Bob. I mean,
I love twang and tang. What? I didn't say
what?
That. What? No, I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
buddy.
I know
that's
her.
Great. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Even better.
It's that dude that sang that Stamos song.
Tyler, hit us up. Dude.
I still want him to sing at our wedding.
It is, hey, man.
We can put that together
for
you.
Well, she's been here a lot. She loves this town more than anything, so she's, like, really excited, and that's why she's sleeping right now.
Man, I cannot wait to catch you at Zany's this weekend. It's going to be amazing. Jay, when are the shows, man?
Yes, so two shows tonight, 7:30, 9:45. Two shows tomorrow, 7 and 9:15, and then one show Sunday night, 7:30. And you know what? We have... we've got security clearance to give away a pair of tickets to tonight's late show at 9:45. So if you would like to be our guest at Zany's tonight to see the one and only Bob Saget, be the third caller through right now. 615-777-5100 is the number here in the 1RPM studio. Going to hook up the third caller with a pair of tickets to see Bob live tonight at Zany's. Bob,
is that the phone ringing?
It is already.
Can we answer it?
We can. Actually, you know what? We got to throw it over to Higgins over in the traffic bunker to get a check on the Nashville roadways. Are you there, bud?
Hi, Higgins.
I am here.
Dude, all right.
Higgins is so jealous.
Bob, how
right
you
now?
Doing? Long time.
I'm good. Yeah, long time. Love you.
He heard you this morning.
I miss you. What's going on with the traffic?
Yeah, thank you for doing our job.
It's crazy. Thank you for that talk. I appreciate it.
I love tossing.
Report brought to you by McDonald's. What we're seeing, 24 eastbound, Shelby downtown stretch, left lane block, 65 north Old Hickory Boulevard coming up from Brentwood, left lane block there as well, 440 east Hillsboro Pike, accident moved over to the left shoulder, and 440 west at 65, accident on the right shoulder there. Move from the left lane to the left shoulder, Briley southbound after Opry Mills Drive and Gallatin Pike at 1 Mile Parkway, injury accident at Wellworth. True love never fades. Rediscover your love for the iconic Big Mac for a limited time. Try the Mac Jr. or the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. Higgins, Lightning 100 traffic.
Broadcasting from the 1RPM studio in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Lightning 100. Nashville musicians, listen up. 1RPM combines innovative technology, smart analytics, marketing, and global distribution to power your music success. Maintain total control every step of the way. 1RPM.com. It's a new breed of music company, and it's here to stay.
All right, back live here in the 1RPM studio, 8:34 on your Friday morning, and congratulations going to our winner.
Jared, going to Jared. Show tonight.
Very not Subway Jared, right?
Not Subway Jared.
You got to be 21 to get in. He can't bring a date.
Yeah, I don't think he could get into the show.
I don't think he's allowed anywhere.
Yeah,
He's not even allowed in New York in the subway.
That's right.
It sounds fair, actually. I think that's justified. God. Oh, man. So, Bob Saget, thank you so much for taking the time. Do you have any parting words for Nashville?
Just everybody stay healthy, drive carefully, no more blockage. I heard from your news
traffic
road
guy,
man, a lot of blockage, one accident, somebody hurt, and then McDonald's. You know, it was an amazing segue.
Somebody's been in radio before.
A Big Mac will get you out of any problem. No more blockage.
That's right.
You're on the take also. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Saget live here in Music City. He's going to be out at Zany's again tonight. 7:30 and 9:45 tomorrow, 7 and 9:15, and Sunday 7:30. Do not miss this man live at Zany's.
Thank God.